You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are speaking with James Hagen, the co-founder of Boca, an oral care subscription service delivering simple, beautifully designed oral care products right to your front door. Mr. Hagen, welcome to e-commerce radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Certainly been looking forward to hearing more about Boca and the company. So what is your background and tell us more about what is Boca?
Well, my background started as an analyst for a hedge fund. I traded and researched tech stocks for a number of years, but I always felt like I wanted a career with a more tangible product. My grandpa and father had both been entrepreneurs, and I had worked at our family business, which is American Dental Accessories, growing up. And when my dad was planning on retiring, I decided to move back. The business was a catalog company and hadn't really modernized to the digital age. So, of course, having research stocks and just being aware of what was going on, I saw a huge opportunity to build a quality website and content around what the business was doing. So that was my first experience in the digital marketing and e-commerce. Since then, I've worked on a few other businesses, but I'm fully committed to Boca right now and really excited about what we're doing.
And what was the passion that led you down the path to co-found Boca?
Well, I recognize that within our healthcare system, treating symptoms versus preventive health is unfortunately pervasive. And just having taken over this business and was working in dentistry, I kept reading about this oral systemic connection. Now, it seemed to me that that was as important as diet, exercise, and sleep, which were often talked about. But the products being made weren't very inspiring, and there wasn't a lot of conversation discussing this connection. So we thought there was a big opportunity to step in and have a positive impact on public health.
Nice touch there. And how does holistic health tie into a toothbrush company?
Well, we believe that the mouth is the gateway to your overall health. And beyond our products, we're also providing education on the benefits of a healthy mouth and best practices for oral care as they tie back to your overall health.
Today, we are speaking with James Hagen, the co-founder of Boca, an oral care subscription service delivering simple, beautifully designed oral care products right to your front door here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. James, how do you find a business partner that matches that same passion?
Well, I think there's sort of four criteria that I use to look at this. I mean, it's obviously you're kind of marrying these people, so you want to take your time vetting them. The first, probably the most important is just the right skill set, balancing each other well. I mean, each business requires a diverse group of people. It's commonly quoted that you need a technical co-founder, but in Boca's case, the success is so rooted in the design and the tone that we're using to educate and inspire people about their oral care. So I decided to partner with Zeus Jones, and they've worked with some of the best brands in the world, and they bring a lot of expertise in strategy as well as, design and copywriting. I brought the background in building brands, just understanding supply chain and operations and running e-commerce businesses in the past. So I think we really balanced each other well. The second is, I think, curiosity. When looking for a partner, I talked to a lot of different people, and most of them liked the business opportunity, but they saw Boca as more of a oral version of what the Razor subscription companies were doing. And they're entirely different businesses. I mean, we have the same model for marketing and getting products out there, but there's such a significant health and education component to what we're doing. So without the willingness to really deep dive into your market and be intellectually curious, you know, you'll never have an authentic brand, and consumers are smarter than that. So you really need to focus on just making sure people are curious about the actual business. The third, you know, aligned ambitions are, of course, important. Everyone on the team, you know, between American Dental and Zeus Jones, shares the enthusiasm of injecting mindfulness into a category that lacks it. We all feel that design and language can be powerful agents of change. And since brushing is the first thing that you do in the morning and the last thing that you do at night, we thought the industry should have better options. Consumers should you know, be able to buy products that make them happy, you know, during these daily rituals, not sort of injecting fear and shame into what they're doing, which I think a lot of the larger companies are doing. Finally, trust is a big one. Of course, you know, there's always a short-term draw of picking a co-founder who can have a great pitch or has an amazing skill set, but without a high degree of ethics, you'll find yourself always second-guessing decisions, and there's really no time for that when you're working in a startup environment. It'll cripple progress. So I think those four criteria are really what I used and haven't failed me this far.
And lastly, a typical question here on e-commerce radio. If you would tell us the process in building a nice professional website and also in your search for finding the right e-commerce platform to do business.
You know, we wanted to basically focus really on the product and the packaging and design. So the e-commerce platform was incredibly important, and we ended up going with CrateJoy, which makes starting a subscription business fairly easy. We did have to do quite a bit of customization, but we did all the typical things that you do. We did a lot of user interface design, and there's a book, Don't Make Me Think, by Steve Krug, that talks about web usability, and that was sort of our foundation for how we built out the site. But I've worked with Magento in the past too. In fact, that's what American Dental Accessories is run on, and that's also a great tool. It really comes down to what business that you're running, and you can go from there.
Certainly, very helpful information in that regard. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or final tip for the listeners today? Certainly, have enjoyed our visit here on the show today.
Yeah, me as well. Thank you. Starting a business and scaling it will absolutely consume your life. And it's important that you're focused on a business for the right reasons. If it's purely economical, then you'll probably eventually lose the passion. So especially as you search for product market fit. So you truly need to immerse yourself in the business and be intellectually curious and motivated to the core, basically. And you need to make sure everyone involved in the business is as well. And to that point, as you choose people to work with, they're absolutely going to affect how you feel and how you work and ultimately whether the business succeeds or not. So take your time to vet these people, and you're going to save yourself a lot of issues down the road.
And I couldn't agree more. Well, tell us where folks can experience Boca.
Our website is loveyourboca.com, and all of our social media handles, including Twitter, Facebook, also Love Your Boca. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me directly at james@loveyourboca.com.
Well, easy enough. Well, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you. I think it's awesome what we have to take advantage of here. Nothing more easier and convenient than having your oral care subscription delivered right to your front door. James, thanks so much for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Derek, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
It certainly has. We've been speaking with Mr. James Hagan, the co-founder of Boca, an oral care subscription service delivering simple, beautifully, and and I mean beautifully designed oral care products right to your front door. And once again, the website of reference is loveyourboca.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.